Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Nun Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph from the base, 10 lines up from the foot of the page. Bechelim Yotzeis Shechuzeis. Bechelim Yotzeis Shechuzeis. The Mishnah said that female sheep may go out Shechuzeis. Istanaitani Shechuzeis, Istanaitani Shuzeis. Some teach Shechuzeis, and some say the text is Shuzeis. Manda Amma Shuzois, Ma'adam, Kamadatema, Shizona, Venetsera slave. The one who teaches Shuzois agrees that hide is tied under the tail to enable the rams to mate with him. And this is like it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Peg Zayin, Pasuk Yud. The nakedness of a harlot with her heart besieged. Manda Amma Shuzois, Kamadatema, Ein Mashchizen, Esasakin. The one who teaches Shuzois is like when we say that we are not mashchiz, which means sharpen, prepare a knife. Kavunos lemilas, kavulos leyale alehen azochom. Kavunos is when the wall is covered to be completely clean for milas, which is quality wool. Kavulos is when the tail is tied down to prevent a male from mating with them. Ravum b'shem rebchia, v'yikolahem eretz kavul, eretz she'ena oise peiris. And the sources says of Avon quoting Rechia is Hapasik Malachim Alapek Tes Pasik Yud Gimel, and he called it for them the land of Kavul. Kavul means the land that does not bear fruit. Yehuda Omer Izim Yotzes Tzuros Liyavesh Avalo Lechalev. Misha said from Rabbi Yehuda that goats may go wrapped to be dry, but not for milk. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer Ben Yavesh Ben Lechalev Asa. And there's a Baisa from Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira says that whether it's to be dry or for milk, it's forbidden. Yeus Am Rabbi Yehuda, I should say, Umar Ta'aman to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda said properly because milk is loose, it's prone to fall, and he'll carry it, but what's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's reason? Yeusi Baba, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Matiba B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Kedivrei Mishu Omer, Ben Yavish Ben Lechalev, Asa, B'Shem Mei Mefus. The answer is Yeusi Baba Abba, quoting Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rav, said the halacha follows the opinion that forbids whether to be dry or for milk, because for who will cast lots to know his intent? If we permit to be dry, people will permit for milk. And we come now to the next Mishnah, which is halacha Gimel. Over me, in a yotzer, how may an animal not go out? The yotzer hakamal b'metulteles le'akod v'le'rogo v'chein sha'a kol ha'behema. The answer is the camel may not go out with metulteles, nor agud or ragol, which would explain the same applies to all animals. The Yikshu Gemalim Zebazeh V'yim Sheikh, one may not tie camels one to another and lead them. V'machnis Chavalim L'Sheikh Yodoy V'yim Sheikh Revad Shle Yechwech. Or he may hold the ropes in his hand and lead several camels at once as long as he doesn't wind the ropes. The Gemal says Kador Kippa Dehi Meshavya Gevinta. The Tulteles is like a dome put between the humps. It even out the back to make a smooth surface for sitting or putting on a load. Akud biyada achas rogol v'shtei raglov. Rida says that akud is when one hand, means his foreleg is tied, rogol is when the two hind legs are tied. The yikshu gemonim zebazeh v'yim sheikh. Mishta says we may not tie camels one to the other and lead them. And Rabbi Abba m'pnei chashad shvayihu oimim ish ploini yotze la'sof malachta b'shabbos. Rashi says this is due to suspicion that people say Ploini is going out to do his work on Shabbos. Asi oimer l'kelayim nitzacha. As he says, he may not wind the ropes. This is due to kilayim, means some are of wool and some are of linen. Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, ama miyadei osa mitzvah behema muta. She'en lebehema is a masai b'shabbos. Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said if the rope sticks out of his hand, it's forbidden because he carries. If it sticks out of the animal's neck, it's permitted because an animal has no issa of carrying a load. Och el sabah behema osa m'sholshol mitzvah behema muta. If the rope is wound around the animal's neck, it's forbidden. If it hangs down from the animal's neck, it's permitted because he uses it to lead it. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Treyon, B'Shem, Shmuel, Chadam, Miyadri, Osa, Mitzavah, Behema, Muta, Vechorna, Machlef. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, both quoting Shmuel, one said that if the rope sticks out of his hand, it's forbidden, from the animal's neck, it's permitted, and the other one said the opposite. Mandam, Miyadri, Osa, Mishim, Masai, B'Shabbos, the one who said it out of his hand, it's forbidden. It's due to carrying a load on Shabbos. An animal's neck is permitted because the animal has no issa of a load. Man damam miyadoi muta mipnei sheefshar, misavah behemah osur, who מצווה על שביסס בהמתק מיו, שנאמר למען ינוח שריך וחמריך, that the one who says it out of his hand is permitted is because it's impossible that nothing stick out. From the animal's neck it's forbidden because he's commanded that his animal rest, like himself, as the Pasuk says, in Shmoyis Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, in order that you and your ox and your donkey shall rest. Tani tefach miyodeh lesadar behema asa. The Bible says if there's a tefach in his hand of the animal's neck, it's forbidden. Amar bizeira miyodeh asa mitzavah behema asa. Tefach miyodeh lesadar behema asa. Meizu hi shehu muta. They ask that if it sticks out from his hand, it's forbidden according to one opinion, and from the animal's neck, it's forbidden according to one opinion, and a tefach from his hand to the animal's neck is forbidden, what is permitted? We have no reason to be lenient like one of the opinions, because we don't even know who said which. Amav Yochanan bar Maria man da'ovid tavos nagid la ka'adein susya tharkia. Rav Yochanan bar Maria answered that one who wants to do properly will lead the animal like they lead horses of Ishmaelim, means he winds the rope around the neck and inserts his hand in between, and nothing sticks out. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. Ein chamor yotze b'madas bezman she'ena kashur alai v'lai b'zog af api shehu pakuk v'lai b'sulam shebesavoi v'lai b'usur shebaraglai. A donkey may not go out with a madas, which is a small saddle for warmth, if it's not tied to it, or a bell, even if the clap is plugged, or a ladder on its neck, or a strap on its leg. In a tanagulim yotzim, v'chutim v'lai b'usur shebaraglihem. A chicken may not go out with strings or a ribbon on its legs. V'in a zechorim yotzim, v'agola shetachas ha'aliyah, a ram may not go out with a wagon under its tail. A female sheep may not go out without chanunos. A calf may not go out with a gimoin. A cow may not go out with a porcupine skin, nor with a strap between its horns. The cow of Lazar Nazariah used to go out with a strap between his horns, and the Chacham disapproved. The Gemara says, Tani Abba Matayel hu ba b'chotza. The Gemara brings a baisa, however, a donkey may go out with a maldas in a chotza, in a courtyard. Vishmur ba b'shem Rabbi Zeira, af le'in in ikuf kain, Vishmur ba, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that the same applies to a saddle for riding. Tani yotzehu ha-chamor ba'ukuf shaloi, b'shor le'chamoi, aber lo yikshor, the vice says a donkey may go out with a saddle in order to warm it, but one may not tie the small straps lest it look like he wants to load it up or insert the strap under the tail. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, these matters, the donkey may go out with a mandas and a chotza, among the laws of Shabbos that are like mountains hanging on a hair, and there's no basis for it, a written basis for it, and you say that we learn a saddle from it. The Gemara asks what's the difference between a ladder and a kishoshus, which is if a bone is broken, a piece of wood are tied around to prevent movement. Our Mishnah forbids a ladder, and the above Mishnah permits kishoshus. The answer is that a ladder is important, meaning if it falls, he might carry it. Kishoshus are not important. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Yesevine, Ma bin Kishushus, Kamiya Mumcha, Tatani Osir Behem Lasef, Kamiya Mumcha. Rechina asked, we can ask what's the difference between Kishushus and an expert amulet. Advice forbids an animal to go out with an expert amulet. Amr Rabdimi, Yesevine, Ma bin Kishushus, Leeged, Shal Gabe Hamaka. Rabdimi asked, we can ask what's the difference between Kishushus, which is about which is an argument, and a bandage on a wound, which all permit. Some teach that they may not go out with kishoshus, and some teach that they may go out. Ba'ada answered, the two Tanaim argue about this. One who permits going out with kishoshus permits with a bandage on a wound. One who forbids going out with kishoshus forbids with a bandage on a wound. Ein hazchorim yotzim ba'agola shetachas aliyah shelahen. The Mishnah says a ram may not go out with a wagon under its tail. Mipnei shehu oiseh choritz. This is because it makes a furrow. Means Artana forbids lo she'ein miskaven. Ein harachelim yotzeis chanunois. The Mishnah said that female sheep may not go out chanunois. Rav Yehuda Omer Kippa Shal Tzemer. Rav Yehuda said that this is a wool cap put on the forehead to keep them warm after they're shorn until their wool goes back. Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Yechama Bar Chanina Ikehu Ushmei Yechanuna. Rav Yosef, quoting Rav Yechama Bar Chanina, said it's a herb called Yechanuna. It's put in the nostril to expel the worms. Vira Bar Kamei Rav Yosef Leith Hada Amma She'Asher Behim Elaseis B'Kimi Mumcha. Rav Zira asked Rav Yosef, if so, an animal may not go out with an expert amulet because Yechanuna is like an expert amulet. The Baisa earlier forbids an animal with an expert amulet. Rav Zira asked if Amish teaches this. Amalei in Pavlaya the Kamsa Aleil. Rav Yosi answered, yes, Babylonian means you, Rav Zira, you understood the matter. In that ego Yosef Gimoin, the Mishnah said a calf may not go out with a Gimoin. Rav Huna Amal Bao Niwa. Rav Huna said, this is a small yoke put on the neck. Rav Chista Amar, Pinkasa, and Rav Chista said this is something tied around its mouth when it's weaned to stop it from nursing. Abba Bar Rav Huna Amar Shaltia. Abba Bar Rav Huna said this is a skewer put in its mouth to stop it from nursing. Istanitani Gimoin, Istanitani Gimol. Some teach the text as Gimoin, some teach it as Gimol. Manda Amma Gimoin, Halakuf ka gmain vashoi, manda amma gimol, vataleyu ima ka she gemalasu. The one who teaches gimoin, it's based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Hei, that says, is it to bend his head like a fish hook? And the one who teaches gimol, is based on the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Dalad, and she brought him with her when she had weaned him. Manda amma gimun, messiah le rafunu, should say, manda amma Gimul Messiah Le Abba Bar Rav Huna Ula Rav Chista. The one who teaches Gimoin, it supports Rav Huna, the yoke is bent like a hook. The one who teaches Gimul, it supports Abba Bar Rav Huna, and Rav Chista is connected to weaning. Bolaipara Ba'o HaKupad. The Mishnah said a cow may not go out with a porcupine skin. Shehu Noisen Or Kupad Ben Dazer B'Shur Shulatinek Es Bona. He puts porcupine skin between his udders to stop it from nursing its child.